Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody! It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California. Los Angeles, I said that. Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little bit after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Top Coast. Out in Kathmandu, I don't know what it is. You just had another earthquake. Probably not a lot of clocks working, but our thoughts and vibes go out to that part of the planet.
I thought you were going to say prayers.
Yeah, do you listen to the show?
Yeah, I do. Which is why I was about to pour hot coffee all over my face.
You've gone nuts. You've lost your mind. We're going to be here till live if you're listening to us till 4 p.m. And if you've downloaded us as a podcast, either at crabdiving.com or at iTunes or at Stitcher, hey, thanks. We appreciate it. You could also possibly be listening to this great pearl of wisdom that we produce for you every day as a rerun. We run it here a couple times on the stream, crabdiving.com/live 24/7. Have we said our names yet?
Who are you?
I'm Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer, for all of you you wondering.
Right.
That's who I am.
For those of you waiting with bated breath for our names.
Oh, yes.
Bated
breath and hook.
I wonder what that means, baited.
That's old, man. Bated breath and hook. Doesn't that go together?
Bated breath and hook? I've never heard the and hook part.
I've
heard the bated breath.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Then I will stop.
I've heard the bated breath part.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's baited, B-A-T-E-D. It's not like bait, like.
Oh, really?
Like
baited?
Worms.
What the fuck does baited mean?
It's not like worms.
Really?
Baited breath, waiting for something to happen. No shit. What does it mean? Where does it come from?
Breath has been baited.
The.
Sounds gross.
Baited, B-A-T-E-D, doesn't even seem to be a real word. Having said that, bated breath, I don't know what this means. Oh, it's in Shakespeare. With bated breath and whispering humbleness, say this.
What's that from?
A Merchant of Venice.
Oh, shit. That's the anti-Semitic one, right?
Yes, A Pound of Flesh. That's that one.
Right. By the way, what's up with all these earthquakes in fucking Nepal? What does it mean? Is it a sign?
It is, apparently. Well, didn't that one asshole, I forget what his name is, but one of them already said, remember there was a
Rick Wiles,
a Christo,
right?
Ninny? I don't think it was Rick Wiles. Somebody tweeted. I think it was a guy that we don't even talk about that much here.
Yeah, just your standard asshole.
Standard preacher, Christian asshole. And he tweeted out, hopefully they won't rebuild all those false idols.
Oh, that's right.
Over there. And they'll convert.
False idols. It's so funny.
Yeah.
On the next American Idol. Is that included? Is American Idol a false idol since it's an idol?
Who knows? Did you hear they announced that they're going to be done with that nonsense now, finally?
Oh, no. Where's all our shitty music going to come from?
Yeah, I guess the next season will be the last. Nobody's been fucking watching.
Really? That surprises me. There's got to be enough people watching to throw that shit on television to make some money. Is it that unpopular?
I guess. I think it's just kind of lost its magic. Nobody gives a fuck anymore. I mean, it was the biggest thing for the first couple of seasons. But then after that, it just started Well, nobody, there's a couple idols out there who are probably bartending.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm exaggerating. Maybe I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
There's a couple out there. I don't know what they're doing or what they're.
You can make like $500 a night bartending in certain clubs in Hollywood. You know, the ones with the girls dancing in cages.
Right. I wonder how much the girls dancing in the cages make.
$10. You know what they get at the end of the night? They let them out.
Chlamydia?
No, you're in a cage. You're protected from chlamydia.
It's in the air.
Yeah.
It's a special.
It's airborne.
Airborne viral.
Dude, speaking of airborne, I just watched a video of these two guys in Dubai on jetpacks. Have you seen that?
No.
It's on the HuffPo.
On the Huffington Post. We can check and see what's going on since we're heading over there anyway.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, it's time for the headlines. Dateline, May the 12th, 2015.
This is MSNBC.
Sometimes I turn on that app on my phone just to hear James Earl Jones.
You know, I heard MSNBC was going to hire him because, you know, their ratings are down. To try to spice it up a little bit.
Spice it up?
Yeah, mix it up.
I wonder if he gets paid more for a couple extra letters.
He gets paid so much. I can't imagine how much he makes just talking. It's just unnerving.
Good for him.
Right.
Breaking the dough.
He was in Conan the Barbarian. Perhaps you remember that performance.
I do.
He shot a snake as an arrow. And it,
oh, that's right.
God,
that's right. He turned a snake into an arrow.
I thought, what a horrible use of superpowers when I saw that. Who would do that? Going to make a snake an arrow and then shoot it out of a bow?
I mean, there's crazier.
It killed someone.
There's crazier. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
The headline over on the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post.
What up?
We've already put this on all of our social media. By the way, go to crabdiving.com and tickle the little blue buttons on the left.
Yeah.
To go to Facebook or to Google Plus or Twitter or Pinterest or
any of those places.
Instagram.
Give us ratings and feedbacks and thumbs up places they shouldn't be.
We've already shared this breaking news. The headline on the Huffington Post, it's a picture of President Obama looking, shall we say, vexed.
What?
Since we're talking about Shakespeare.
Did he have to talk to Congress?
No, they had a vote today in the Senate.
Yeah.
Regarding this fast-tracking TPP nonsense bullshit.
No. Is he sad?
And the Democrats tossed a big middle finger to the president.
Yeah, fuck off, dude.
And blocked legislation that would grant him this fast-track international trade authority nonsense bullshit.
Does he think everyone in Congress that votes against this is wrong?
Well, yeah. And he's been having this public slap fight with Elizabeth Warren over the whole thing. And
it's a pillow fight, really.
Although he kind of was a little shitty last time. Last thing he said was, you know, well, Elizabeth is a politician just like everybody.
That's not what I want to hear from him.
In other words, well, you know, she's just trying to get votes and trying to raise that she's not maybe really against this trade deal and that she's not being.
It's not like she's mincing words truthful. When she talks about it. She says it's bad, right?
She the day after she even said that, she goes, okay, it's so great. Let's let everybody see it.
Yeah.
So great. Let everybody see it.
And how is she like every other politician? Really? I mean, she gave that speech about Dodd-Frank. I didn't see any other politicians doing that.
I still don't know what photograph somebody has of the president in what compromising position.
You know, he's in one of those bunny suits, like from A Christmas Story. Yeah. Do you remember the one Ralphie had to put on?
Except with the ass cut out of it, like like Prince jeans or something.
Michelle, I can't find my carrot.
Did you hear they're going to put his presidential library at near U of C, University of Chicago, on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
It's a great area, yeah.
Nice area down there.
I'm surrounded by not so great areas.
Yeah, poor people.
It's a great, beautiful area. Yeah. The I guess Harry Reid. You know, Harry Reid, Hurricane Harry, is anti-trade deals. Period.
Really?
He's always said that. He was anti-NAFTA. He's anti-this. He thinks the American people just get fucked by these deals, which is true. Look what happened with NAFTA. We really took it up the pooper.
Yeah.
Without, you know, permission.
And why would this be any different?
Exactly. But then I saw the president was on another show and he said, look, it'd be, he goes, I fought Congress and I campaigned on the fact that we're going to get rid of these heinous trade deals and never do it again. I'd be crazy to go back on that. Why does anybody think that I'm doing that in these deals?
Because we just can't take your word for shit. We don't have to.
Well, kind of right.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Agree with him on a lot of things, but not on this. Not on this thing. And I agree with Elizabeth Warren. Let's see it. Let's see the fucking deal. That's all we got to do.
Yeah, Barack.
Take a look. He's worried that it's going to, if it's opened up for amendments and debate, that the shitheads in Congress will do what they've been doing the past 8 years, which is tie it down and do nothing.
You know, a lot of times at my shitty day job, sometimes my boss is like, I want to see how you're doing on this project. I want to see the work that you're doing. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to show it to you. And the reason is because the work isn't very good or it's not finished or it's not what it should be. So I don't want to show it to her. And I kind of feel like, is this what's going on with the TPP?
It's not pretty yet. It doesn't have its makeup on. It hasn't like, douched.
Right. I don't think people are going to like it if they see it. And I think he probably feels the same fucking way.
And they've sent that to her. That's that Elizabeth Warren, in one of her very personal private emails to me one time, said that she was told that why the secrecy, that she was told repeatedly, well, you know, if the American people see it, they're not going to want it.
Okay, why can't he just abandon this and just say, you know what, fuck it, I was wrong, it would be the first time in history, you know what I mean, if somebody said, hey, you know what, Elizabeth Warren, she's right over here, I'm sorry to have wasted your time with the TPP, it totally sucks, on to the next thing, and I would be like, right on, Barack.
Right.
You fucked up, you said you were wrong, that's fine.
And even over on one of the real commie pinko liberal rags, it might have been Think Progress or Talking Points Memo, one of those. There's an article about, they're basically like, okay, fuck it. The administration is lying about, they're saying, look, Obama is lying about this TPP shit, and here's 10 reasons why.
Oh, God.
And they give 10 reasons why about, well, one of them, they say that the administration says this is going to affect 40% of the world's GDP is going to be wrapped up in this trade deal. But they're using magic numbers.
What does that mean? Fake numbers?
Depending on how you look at it, you could say it's 40% of some certain cut of some certain GDP or something like that. But it's not
magic fingers.
It really ain't that much. And then they talk about these jobs. 600,000 jobs they're bullshitting and saying
great,
that this
man.
Is going to create. Nah.
That's like we each get 3 jobs.
There were some independent studies done that say it's going to create here in the United States.
Yes.
It'll probably create about this many. About that many jobs.
Wow. So it'll create less jobs than that fucking pipeline.
Well, right. And even though they're saying that they have these the president's saying that there's going to be these restrictions that if he thinks that these Asian countries, that's what the TPP is, it's this Asian deal, that these countries are going to suddenly say, oh, you're right. Everybody should have a 40-hour work week and let's get those 7-year-olds out of the workforce. And it's not going to happen.
Well, why would we think that it would work out like that?
He's saying
it's never worked.
I think he believes that we're going to export our wonderfulness to the rest of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Which some of the shit might happen in tiny little bits. There might be some improvements in pollution control maybe and labor in small increments, but it ain't going to turn these countries into little America all of a sudden. Meanwhile, we're going to be, we've just turned around and pulled our butt cheeks open and said, dive in to the rest of the world. So we're going to be competing. Let's say they raise their wages to $1 an hour in Malaysia, up from 4 cents an hour.
That's like, what is that? That's at a, that's nearly 100% raise.
How are we going to compete with that here?
I don't know.
How is our company, how are companies going to compete with that shit?
I mean, the good thing is you can still buy t-shirts at Old Navy for like $3.
Exactly.
You know those t-shirts? It's always the patriotic ones that are really cheap at Old Navy. Why is that? It's be like American flag t-shirts. They're always like $2.99.
They're encouraging people to
participate in the global slave labor economy?
Yeah, to defile the flag by putting it on a pair of boxer shorts.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. when you're in need of underwear and it's laundry day, I don't care what flag is on those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm wearing them.
Yeah.
Relax.
I had Lion King boxer shorts. Somebody gave me as a gift one time, and I knew that it was way past time to... That's like beyond emergency underwear.
Oh, yeah.
That's past the ones with the holes right by the waistband.
Yeah.
That's the last emergency.
It's crazy,
underwear.
Too. Why? We live in this neighborhood. There's no reason either one of us should ever resort
anymore.
To...
I don't think I have those anymore.
Emergency underwear. I mean, if you just go down
$1.
To... Dude, it's... Yeah, go... There's fucking everything you need is $1.
And they're such good quality.
Well, I mean, they're new. They're in plastic. What do you want?
Right. And they fall apart after the first washing.
Yeah. Well, don't wash them. They're disposable. It's $1 for a package.
You wear them for a week and let them go.
You know what? You know where I got my last round of underwear? I'm friends with one of the guys that used to be a Fruit of the Loom guy, one of the spokesmen.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
He was the Leaf.
The Leaf. No longer?
No. That went bye-bye. They got rid of those guys. Isn't that bullshit?
That's bullshit. That was a great gig.
He got me a whole pack of underwear, though. It was nice. I think he's got shit.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
It really is the best commercial. When it says, now, there's Scroguard. Boom. And that big explosion. I picture, you know who needs to be their spokesperson? I don't know how you do this with copyright and all that bullshit.
Chuck Norris?
Gandalf.
Oh, Gandalf.
Ian McKellen. Yeah. Stands there in the middle of a field, and also with his, he's in a Scroguard.
Nothing says safe sex.
Like
you mean he pulls up his
no,
gown,
no.
his wizard robe, and
no.
he's wearing a fucking Scroguard?
No. He uses his normal wizard powers, bam, and all the orcs and the Middle Earth people, everyone, all of a sudden is outfitted in their very own Scroguard.
Because they're all fucking
away.
Each other.
I don't know. I haven't thought about the whole thing. But yes, absolutely. I think that'd be funny.
The
Ian McKellen's like, he looks at his agent. He's like, I got to do this ad. How poor are we? Was I not just in 7 X-Men movies?
Right.
Are you looking up his net worth?
He's doing good. No. You know who I was actually looking up? And it's interesting that you mentioned that because I don't know why I thought about this earlier. I thought of something. I thought of The Eye of Sauron, and that led me to think about that movie. And then I was thinking of his battle with Saruman, which is Christopher Lee, and I was thinking about his career.
Is that are we still in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Okay,
Saruman, Christopher Lee, Star Wars, fucking Star Wars. Also,
Christopher Lee was in Star Wars.
Yeah, wasn't he?
C-3PO.
No, he was one of the
Ewoks,
the bad guys, one of the Grand Moffs or something like that.
Oh, really? Oh, is he the Emperor or something? Yeah, with a melted fucking face.
No, I gotta,
gotta figure this out.
But he was like a Shakespearean dude in England, and he's not one of these that was like, I'm only going to take...
Right.
Because in the 70s, he did a bunch of those fucking vampire movies.
I am here with bated breath.
The Curse of Frankenstein.
The Curse of Frankenstein.
He played the Frankenstein monster.
Fuck you. Pay me.
with Peter Cushing. Or am I thinking of Peter Cushing? Maybe I'm thinking of Peter Cushing.
Peter Cushing was the guy in charge of Vader in A New Hope or whatever that was.
Oh, he was. He was Dooku.
Dantooine.
He was Count Dooku in 2002 and 2005. In the reboot of the
wait a second Count, I thought Count Dooku was a he's a human, he was a humanoid.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
He was in the Man with the Golden Gun in 1974. He played Saruman.
What a great movie.
In the Lord of the Rings trilogies. But he's I was wondering if he's still alive, and he is. 92.
Do you remember the theme to the Man with the Golden Gun? That's one of those James Bond themes where you're like, did you get up? Did you guys give up on this song? Because the chorus is like,
the man,
right? The man with the golden gun. What's your fuck this? What's your favorite James Bond theme song? What is it?
Whatever.
It's a tough one.
Octopussy.
No,
you can't go wrong with Octopussy.
I like really.
They couldn't name that. That now, could they?
Octopussy.
Seriously.
Yeah, you could.
Don't you think there'd be...
It would be maligned.
Ninny fest.
Oh, yes.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Well, shit, man. We're making James Bond black and people are losing their fucking gourds.
Yeah, they're not happy with that.
Did you see that? Did you see that story about Luther, Idris Elba? I put it on our Facebook.com/crabdiving. The guy races cars.
Right.
He broke the record.
Yeah, that was awesome.
For going as faster than anyone else in a Bentley, because I guess that matters.
Well, the Bentley's the James Bond car.
What the fuck is he doing? I mean, I don't mean to be an asshole, but he's an amazing actor, and it would just be a shame if he had some accident in one of these cars going too fast, and now he's like,
right,
dead or something.
I don't. Does he race or did he just?
He was going really fast.
Was he on a test track?
I mean,
I know he was on a test track when he did this, but. Does he regularly race in real races?
I don't know.
Because I would totally do that test track bullshit.
I know. I hope you wear a flame retardant suit and a big old helmet on your face so you don't explode into a million pieces.
You're not supposed to say the R word.
Retardant. No, you're not. But that's not what that means.
That's an acceptable version?
Right.
That's that I was just
I didn't
I
know what we were to, talking about.
Well, we were talking about the Skrogard deal, and that was the late. Somehow we ended up with Skrogard.
Right. I think Obama should get behind the Skrogard and drop this TPP shit because no one likes it.
It says in the final hours before the vote, even Democrats who support the president's trade agenda concluded they could cut a better deal with Republicans.
Oh my God. Wait.
They're saying, don't be a cheap date, said one Democratic aide.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
Bow, chicka, bow, 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 bow. So that's it. They threw a wrench in the works. I don't know how much this will slow it down, but it might scuttle the fast track, which means that we'll get to take a look at that mofo.
Well, if you were president and you were lame duck, and you had a high approval rating... This political capital, what would you do with it in your final terms as term in office? Because this is what Obama's doing, this TPP shit. I don't get it.
Right.
Couldn't you do something better?
Well, he's trying. I mean, this is it. You think even Obama would see that if all the Republicans are for something he's about to do.
I don't even have to read it. I'm like, no.
It's got
to
be wrong.
This is bad.
Right?
I was out of my mind. I was mistaken. I was drunk. I was stoned. All of those things.
Given what these motherfuckers have done for the past 6-7 years almost to anything he's tried or any idea he's had or any legislation or any executive action he's done, they squeal like stuck pigs. How could he think that all of a sudden, all the Republicans are lining up. We want to give Obama a fast track.
Why? Even Republicans even want to support him on this when he has yet to give Texas their freedom.
You're right. He's yet to liberate Texas.
I want to liberate
from
Texas.
The morons.
From nothing. Well, we would. You know what? I'd love to liberate Texas from their stupidity, but I don't know how that happens.
That's really
hard.
How
do we do that?
Really, really hard. So that's the headline at the HuffPo.
I was going to say, how do you even see a horizon or a sunset if the world is flat in Texas? How does that happen?
Well, there's no other part of the world outside of Texas.
No, that's right. So that's our sun.
Right. We're just lending it to the rest of the world.
That's right.
And
boy.
Texas. The sun spins around Texas.
Fuck you.
That's the headline at the HuffPo. Let's dumb it down, speaking of Texas. And go over to the Drudge Report.
Ugh.
And same story, except they're happy about it. Kind of. Dems sink Obama trade. GOP vows to salvage, it says.
Oh, God. Everybody's vowing and so dramatic.
And there's also a picture up in the upper corner of...
We will salvage!
Arianna Huffington.
Yes.
Smiling, looking very happy. And it says, Verizon gobbles up AOL.
Yummy.
AOL has been bought by Verizon.
Who gives a fuck?
For a tiny little pittance. $50 per share or approximately $4.4 billion.
God, we don't matter at all. We are insignificant. We are dust in the wind. $4
billion. Yeah.
God damn it.
Yep.
Ugh.
So there you go.
Shit, man.
Verizon is the leader in mobile and over-the-top video connected platforms.
Over-the-top.
The combination of Verizon and AOL creates a unique and scaled mobile and over-the-top media platform.
God!
For creators, consumers, and advertisers.
How many times are you going to use the expression over-the-top? How many times?
Well, they said OTT.
What does that mean?
Over-the-top video.
Is that a trade thing or is that an expression?
It's I think it's normal broadcast video that is then rebroadcast. Like Hulu and Netflix are over the top services.
What are we?
We're
under
the
table.
In the barrel.
We're in the barrel.
We create content.
Okay.
So there you go. Verizon, congratulations to big, giant, mega snatch companies.
Ah, good job.
Joining together to make an even bigger, giant, or mega snatch company.
Yay. Give it up for the mega snatches.
Woohoo. So there you go. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report. They're, I don't know what.
$4 billion.
I guess they don't know what to think about.
Who gets that money?
I don't know. Maybe it's in a bunch of paper bags that they deliver.
It's like in the Dude when Walter has the
suitcase
of money. It's a ringer. Do you think Verizon's bullshitting them, or are they going to get a whole suitcase full of dirty underwear?
Right. But with this trade deal, I don't think they know what to do over at Drudge because.
Yeah,
the Republicans are kind of for it, but Obama wants it, so that's a major conflict right there.
A black guy thought of it.
So they love the fact, though, that the Democrats are revolting against the president, but they don't like the fact that what they want with this trade deal isn't being put through.
Hey, he's black. What are we going to do when we get our first gay president?
I feel sorry for your Republican friends today because they're even more confused than ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're always confused.
Who knows? We haven't had the first gay president.
Oh, that's true. What do you mean? Like Nixon?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
I hear Taft used to like to wear really big muumuus.
It's hard for me to believe Lyndon Johnson. I mean, my God, if the secretary pool was ever empty, I mean, you know, if you're a young male intern, you know, don't stand still. Jumbo might,
quote unquote, peg you.
Anything that moves.
Right. Give me that boy over there. I got to fuck.
In the Johnson administration. You got a warm hole.
How did we elect such a crazy sex addict to office, even back then?
Well, I think more likely back then, right? I mean, it's with the internet and
right.
and media spreading more throughout the world. I think we're less likely to get fun people like Johnson elected, sort of. Although, listen to our show.
Yeah,
we're showing these assholes all the time. Not that kind of asshole, but I mean,
right. Well, there's Wiener, Anthony Wiener.
Well, and Berlusconi, if you want to go across the pond, I mean, it wasn't that long ago he was running Italy while banging 17-year-olds in the Bunga Bunga Grotto.
But the question was he effective as a leader? Was he a good politician? Was he good for the country?
I don't know. They reelected him, didn't they?
Even though he raped kids, was he still a good leader?
I don't know. I don't know that much about the politics. That's right. The only part I followed, to be honest with you, of the Italian politics.
I think to find your way to the position of president, prime minister, whatever, don't you think there's got to be some lunatics or some like crazy megalomaniacs that find their way to the top just because of the nature of the race?
Sure. Ted Cruz.
Yeah, yeah.
Batshit crazy.
He's a dick.
And really just all smoke and mirrors and pandering,
right.
Pandering to morons.
That's right.
There's another headline over here. It says a Maryland town will be. Would you vote for a 19-year-old for mayor?
No.
For mayor?
No. No.
Indian Head, Maryland.
No.
Will swear in the youngest mayor in the state's history today. 19-year-old Brandon Powlin.
Drone him. Drone that city. There can't be anything that good comes from that place. 19.
A town of 4,000 on the Potomac River. He's a poli-sci major at the College of Southern Maryland.
You know who's 19?
During
our idiot neighbor over there who gets like every book on how to date chicks and stuff and like playing the game and hitting these. That's a 19-year-old. Like he doesn't, like when he leaves, he forgets to shut our security gate because he's dumb.
Yeah.
That's who they elected mayor. Fail.
Well, maybe not this one.
What does he do?
Smart 19-year-old.
What grades did he recently get in high school?
He's in college. He's
oh.
A poli-sci major.
Oh, good for him.
He was up against the town's current mayor.
Jesus.
And the vice mayor.
He beat them both.
He said he will work to get accustomed to the job, try to fulfill his campaign promises, which include breathing new life into some of the town's vacant buildings, encouraging more businesses to move in. Uh-oh.
No.
And improving city events.
Well, I'm for all that. He wants to make the events
too.
Better.
But encouraging more businesses to move in has the initial whiff of Republicanism.
Oh,
it,
really?
Doesn't it?
Oh, is he a young conservative?
I don't know.
What an asshole.
It doesn't say here.
Let me know if I should hate him. I'll be right here waiting.
I don't know if he's a Republican or a Democrat.
Tell me who to hate.
It is Maryland.
Right.
So you would think possibly. This is crazy. He can't drink.
Dude.
The Washington Post. He can't legally buy a beer, but he'll be running a town of 4,000.
He has a one in his name. He was born in the 19 fucking 90s.
Yes.
In the 90s.
The late 90s.
He was born before the
97.
Show.
97.
Okay. shit. No. I'm rioting in the street at this point, and I'm lazy. Listen, this guy doesn't even remember the shit show Full House. He doesn't.
Correct.
He wasn't born yet. What's he going to do?
His father is a 20-year veteran of the police, the U.S. Capitol Police. Mom is a mother, is a stay-at-home mom.
No, he's his dad's boss.
At age 11, he started going to town meetings.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
He's way into politics.
He's like Doogie Howser.
At one point, as a kid, he spoke up at a public meeting about cars not stopping for pedestrians at one of the naval bases nearby.
Now I'm liking this guy. I hate that more than anything. It's a fucking crosswalk, assholes. You're supposed to stop for me.
A month later, they hadn't done anything, so he went back.
Oh my god!
As a kid,
he's like, "Fuck this!" What did he say?
I don't think they expected me to come back. I kind of caught them. A month later, there were signs warning drivers of pedestrians.
Let's get this kid on the to call into the show. Ask his mom.
He likes the process of making communities better and creating policies and laws. He's working to write policies people like and can agree on, even when not everyone has the same view of things. Oh, maybe he's not a Republican.
Well, I agree with that, too. I mean, but how do you
maybe
do it?
That means he's not a Republican.
Right.
Republicans are. We're doing it our way. Obama. Benghazi.
I mean, he's not an adult either. I mean, he's kind of an adult. I guess he's legally an adult.
He can die for his country. He can't drink. I still think that's ridiculous. If you can go off to war, you can have fucking beer.
Absolutely. I agree with you. That's so stupid.
Should be mandatory.
Yes.
So he went door to door.
He can't rent a car.
Asking for votes.
He can't rent a car. You have to be 25, don't you? He can't get one.
Oh, right.
So, okay. I don't know what that means.
Fuck it.
You have a 19-year-old mayor. What the fuck?
He's not the first teenager to serve in Maryland municipal government. Spencer Schlossnagel? Schlossnagel.
Little Spencer.
Was 19 when he was elected to town council.
Little Spencer McGee.
Of Friendsville.
Oh, yes, of Friendsville.
Population 491. Became mayor at 21 in the 80s and still holds the position.
God damn it. That's a success story, dude. He didn't even have to fucking go to college.
He was 19.
Damn.
I'll always be open and available, this new mayor says. If you want to go and ask for the mayor, I'll be there.
Of course you will. You're 19.
And it's 4,000 people. What do you, I mean.
You could fuck that up.
What are you going to be doing?
No, you, I don't know.
His next round of classes are mostly online, so he'll be able to. He'll be able to finish his degree and still be available for his constituents.
Guys, we've picked the person to lead our city from the finest graduates of Phoenix University.
I'm pretty confident I can keep the balance between mayor and keeping my grades.
No, quit school then. Quit school. He needs to quit school.
Keeping my grades up.
It should.
I don't have a problem with it.
What?
It's a town of 4,000. I don't think.
I don't know.
I don't think it's a. It's a. As intensive of a job as possibly de Blasio has.
Okay, agreed. But, I mean, he's in college, so does that mean they're having a board meeting or something? Or, I don't know, what do you do as a mayor? You having a meeting with the Chamber of Commerce, and you're like, oh, shit, well, I gotta I gotta take a geography final. What's he's studying poli-sci? What the fuck does... Wait a second.
Although this person in the comments says that in Indian Head.
Yeah.
I lived in Indian Head for 18 years. If you can't go to a bar and drink, about the only thing else to do is go to church.
Oh, shit.
There you go. Indian Head, Maryland. Town of 4,000. Brand
Lucky.
New. Brand new. Spanking, literally. God. Brand new mayor of 19 years old.
Hi, guys. I'm in charge. I gotta go outline this guy. I mean, if you're studying political science but you're a mayor at the same point, like, why don't you go to, you're gonna go to your class and what, listen to your fucking professor? But like, what have you done? I'm a mayor. you're teaching me civics.
Yeah, what if the professor lives in your town?
Fuck him. Oh yeah, he must. Well, it's online.
I'm your professor.
Yeah, I'm your mayor.
I've got, let's see, what else is going on out there in the world? Oh, we never got to this yesterday.
Yes.
So let's do this shit here as soon as I find the correct drop.
This is the sorry state of the Western.
I wish Gandalf would say that right before he sprays magic all over
me. I don't think that's a good idea.
Let's do this shit.
Have you lost your mind? Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
That was the end of the Glenn Beck moment thing, which was playing, but we couldn't hear it.
Oh,
for
really?
For some reason, something was fucked up.
Was it playing over us?
We were talking at the same time, but it doesn't matter. You can hear all of us at the same time with the magic of our technology. We just couldn't hear it. Glenn Beck moment, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yesterday, we didn't get to it.
Yes.
It was so action-packed and filled. Go to crabdiving.com
cha-ching
to download, or iTunes or Stitcher.
Right.
That we didn't quite get to the this Glenn Beck moment from yesterday. One of the highlights of it is not only the fact that Glenn is, he's really batshit these days, right? With his...
Are we talking about his wardrobe?
Well, his wardrobe is out of control in this one. He's got one of his... I gotta see that. He's got one of his ridiculous... Western shirts on, and
that's a joke.
Some kind of hat.
He's trying to be funny.
I don't think he is.
He looks like Howdy Doody. He looks like Roy Rogers.
Yeah, some weird hat on. He's got his glasses. He's going casual. He popped out his headphone, you know, the earpiece that he wears. It's just sprawled across his shoulder.
Is his dick out?
Who knows? I can't see.
Listen, he looks nuts with that hat. I don't, what the fuck is going on? How much is that hat? Is that hat must be an accessory at $17.91, his clothing line.
Right.
That's product placement for sure.
So Glenn is, among other things, upset.
Yes.
This time, this latest moment, about, I thought there were two of them, which is why I'm stammering and hesitating here, because I really thought there were two of them and I wanted the fucking earlier.
Oh, Glenn, we're talking about clips.
Clip.
Are you disoriented from
here we go.
Seeing him in the hat? Because that is literally the craziest fucking outfit.
Here's how I know it's a thing, because this is from yesterday's show. The clip that you just saw the picture of.
Yes.
Is from today's Blaze, or last night's Blaze. 2 days ago's Blaze is this clip, and he's wearing a different outfit, but the same hat. So the hat's a thing.
If you go on that 1791 website, I bet your ass you could buy that hat. That is, he's fucking advertising.
Absolutely.
Your birthday's coming up, by the way. Do you want me to get you something from 1791?
No, I do not.
God, now I gotta want this.
You pay $150 for a pair of jeans.
Oh, that's right.
I would scream.
They're so expensive.
And I don't need beard oil.
Or any kind of oil.
Right.
We're green here.
Here's Glenn talking about... You just got to listen. Here's some bat shittiness from Glenn Beck.
You think they're just trying to bankrupt the country or make everybody dependent on government?
What they're talking about is giving this horrible idea of free community college.
Oh, my God. They don't like that? Why?
You heard that idiot. Oh, it's making everybody dependent on government.
Yeah. So what? That's what you're supposed to do, right? Isn't that the idea? The government is supposed to do shit for us.
Well, right. And then what does that mean? Once you've got your free education, then what? Do they shackle you to something? You've got a free education. You go out in the world and you make the world a better fucking place.
Right. What is the downside of everyone getting a better education?
Right. Do we have to get forehead tattoos or shit? What?
We're going to get a barcode.
Let's make them dependent.
On our neck.
It's the opposite, you fuck. You're worried about giving them handouts of food or clothing or money or place to live. You hate that. They're takers. Yeah. But if we actually want to give them the means for which to make their own money and go out in the world and not be dumb fucks and work and get jobs because they've got a good education, that's also being dependent on government.
But wait a second. College isn't for everybody. Some people just, you know, turn 19 and they're in charge of a whole fucking city.
Exactly. Or they're drunk and stoned.
Yeah.
Like I was at 19.
Well,
you think they're just trying to bankrupt the country or make everybody dependent on government?
Yeah, I think they are. That's the goal. Enslaving them.
What the fuck?
Enslaving people by giving them a free community college education.
I'm understanding that during this clip, he has the hat on the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't ever take it off and twirl it around.
Hasn't yet.
It's, yeah, okay.
Because once they give you this for free, there's going to be work involved. I don't think they're going to take away the work. I think you're going to have to pay these things back. Why is it the federal government guarantees these things and then makes it the only thing that you can't wipe off? You can go bankrupt and you can wipe off houses, cars, everything else, but...
Yeah, whoa. This student loan bullshit, asshole. Don't you hang this on the liberals, motherfucker. The liberals are trying to get... Well, we want free health, free education. But the Republicans are the ones who have gone and privatized education in this goddamn country, and it's turning out to be heinous and shitty.
And don't you think like the people that are against the free education are probably like Fannie Mae and all these banks that
candy
make Fannie Mae loans? Don't they have all the student loans?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And
that's my
of,
point. Don't you think maybe Fannie Mae is like maybe behind this anti-free college movement? Or maybe not. Maybe I'm.
Well, the banks are against it. The banks. I don't know a lot about how the government guaranteed loans, like how those work.
Right.
But those are guaranteed, but provided by the banks, I think. I don't think the government like gives people money. I think the government guarantees money on a lot of these loans through banks. Because when I had my student loans, I know I paid banks back. I didn't pay Uncle Sam. I wrote a check to a fucking bank.
Right. Wow. It'd be great if you didn't have to do that, wouldn't it? Or would it be shitty? I'm trying to
figure out. No, I think that'd be kind of nice.
God, it's like, it is so hard for these lunatics to say, what's so bad about a free college education?
There was a, I don't know, I was listening to some liberal radio show, and a guy called in, and they were talking again about, I want to say Denmark, Finland. I think it was Finland, maybe Denmark, or one of the two. Not only do you get free college tuition, in fact, graduate tuition.
Oh, shit.
Free, but they also subsidize your living expenses. They talked to a guy who is getting $900 a month.
I hate it here.
From the government to pay for his dorm and his food.
I renounce my citizenship. I hereby pledge myself to the Phoenicians. The Finnish people.
God, I mean, I don't
you're
understand.
You're living? Why wouldn't they want to subsidize that here? That's a great thing.
I don't understand why. I mean, they really think it's eugenics. They just want poor people to never have access
right
to a better life. They don't want them to have health care. They don't want them to fucking eat.
I don't want them, boy. I don't want you dependent on government.
Right.
Well, what do you want government to do then?
They close all the jobs in
right.
neighborhood. They don't give loans. They don't give mortgage loans. They don't give business loans.
Yeah, what do they fucking do?
And they create these gulags of economic despair where people can't get out, can't get ahead.
Oh,
and then
shit.
They say, look at the animals.
A gulag.
Look at them. Look at the crime rate. Look at the protests. Look at the thugs.
Yeah, fuck it. Hey, let's throw up some DUI checkpoints in the shitty part of town. I saw that story you put on
Chicago.
Facebook.
Yeah, in Chicago. Shenanigans. Ladies.
Shame on you, Rom.
Well, let's finish Glenn Beck here before we... No.
You go bankrupt and you wipe off houses, cars, everything else, but not your educational debt. You must pay your educational debt.
And I agree with him here.
You must pay your educational debt.
And it's your side, you daft cunt, that I'm talking to Glenn Beck. It's the Republicans.
Kate, don't worry. That wasn't meant for you.
It's not for the dog.
Kate might be a little daft.
And occasionally cunty. But it's their side that is preventing the masses from getting an education.
I mean, it's you know, I bet if some Phoenician came over here and they're like, OK, I'm going to get educated like an American. I'm going to get a shitload of loans. And then while I'm going to school, I have to have a job. But in Phoenicia, back across the pond, I don't have to do that.
Right.
It's subsidized. And guess
exactly.
what? I enjoy college more and I'm learning more. So I'm not working at fucking Jack in the Box.
I saw in the comment stream some right-wing nutjob on one of these stories was saying, I worked a job when I went to college. I was flipping burgers and went to college. I paid for my college and my own apartment at the same time. And then somebody just opened up a can of whoop-ass on that motherfucker because they said, okay, when you went to college, you were flipping burgers for $4 an hour. However, your apartment was $150 a month.
Right.
Your food was $10 a week. And he listed all these expenses. And he said, now, $7 an hour for flipping burgers. And your rent is $900 a month.
Yeah.
And your expenses are $100 a week to eat.
And how much is college? A shitload.
And that's it. Your tuition, they said, they showed what like Harvard tuition was. He didn't even say... He just said, I don't know what college you went to, but even if you went to fucking Harvard, you were paying $4,000 a year back in the 70s or whatever, what he was talking about.
Oh, my God.
So, and now it's $100,000 a year. So
it just doesn't.
Right. It's ridiculous. These old fucks who are like, I worked my way through college. God dang it. These takers can do it, too.
Well, fuck you. Why does it have to be shitty for everyone? If it was shitty for you, wouldn't you rather not be shitty for everyone else?
The only ones they want it not shitty for are the fucking creatures that crawled out of their crotches.
Oh, yeah.
But not my child. I want it easy for my baby. Yeah. My baby is not going to struggle, but those Negroes over there.
Yeah, fuck them.
Okay. All right. So now when people can't pay their educational debt, what do they have to do? Well, why don't you serve your country?
Good.
So,
fucking God.
So in Glenn Beck land, not being able to pay your student loan is going to end with conscription.
Good heavens.
Right to the army.
I think our children are going to be enslaved by this debt.
They already are, by the way, enslaved by the debt.
Yeah.
And the ones trying to make it easy ain't your side, you lunatic motherfucker.
They're going to be enslaved by this debt.
Right. So what's his...
I don't understand.
So they were complaining about free education.
Yeah.
And then he says, but they're going to be enslaved by debt. If it's free, there won't be any debt, you cunt.
And they are enslaved. They are enslaved by these student loan payments. And they can't get jobs.
But he just said he's contradicting himself.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, they're going to be, the government's going to enslave them by giving them free education.
You know, there are other governments around the world that kind of maybe really do enslave their people. You know, like in Burma, we learned about those refugees that they have to live in the woods and or they have to find a human trafficker that will put them on a boat. Then they have to make their way to Thailand or some other shithole.
If they make it.
To eke out a living.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about free education. That's, you know, it's a good thing.
Also, if you go to our Facebook, this ties in with the second Glenn Beck clip here.
Yes.
If you want to hear a couple of moments of a fucking amazing speech from the First Lady of the United States of America.
FLOTUS!
That has right-wing... anuses clamp shut.
Why? I haven't heard the speech yet. What did she say?
Oh, it's heinous stuff. It's dividing the nation, Ryan.
Is she telling me what I can and can't eat in my school?
No.
Fucking lunch.
This is a side of the First Lady. We do not.
Well, this is from the Maddow show. Obviously, that's Rachel Maddow.
Right.
And see, this is something she does not often talk about in public, but watch this.
Back when my husband first started campaigning for president, folks had all sorts of questions of me. What kind of first lady would I be? What kinds of issues would I take on? Would I be more like Laura Bush or Hillary Clinton or Nancy Reagan? And the truth is, those same questions would have been posed to any candidate's spouse. That's just the way the process works. But as potentially the first African-American first lady, I was also the focus of another set of questions and speculations, conversations sometimes rooted in the fears and misperceptions of others. Was I too loud or too angry or too emasculating? Or was I too soft, too much of a mom, not enough of a career woman? Then there was the first time I was on a magazine cover. It was a cartoon drawing of me with a huge afro and a machine gun. Now, yeah, it was satire. But if I'm really being honest, that knocked me back a bit. It made me wonder, well, just how are people seeing me? Or you might remember the onstage celebratory fist bump between me and my husband after a primary win that was referred to as a terrorist fist jab. And over the years, folks have used plenty of interesting words to describe me. One said I exhibited a little bit of uppityism. Another noted that I was one of my husband's cronies of color. Cable News charmingly referred to me as Obama's baby mama. But eventually, I realized that if I wanted to keep my sanity and not let others define me, there was only one thing I could do, and that was to have faith in God's plan for me.
She's a Tuskegee. She's got to whip out the Jesus thing a little bit.
I had to ignore all of the noise and be true to myself.
So what a horrible, inciting, hate-filled speech, huh?
Jeez. Well, it's tough. I mean, you know, what is the last thing a horrible racist idiot wants to be called? A horrible racist idiot. Right. He's like, hey, America, here's a mirror of how you treat black women.
I can't believe that N-word is calling us racist.
Well, good for her. That's awesome.
Well, they're losing their minds now. And that's the just this heinous argument that these knuckle-dragging dickwads have, that a speech like this obviously is inciting. It's dividing the nation. Obama has done nothing but bring up race and try to divide the nation.
But she's just saying what's been said. She's not making anything up.
They're pulling back the curtain. The white hood, they're pulling off the white hood,
right,
on the racism that is still going on in America. And these people who think that it's gone, how fucking stupid and moronic are you, and racist? If you think racism is gone, you're a fucking racist. Nobody's that dumb.
No.
Nobody's that naive.
Right.
There's no racism anymore.
I don't know. I mean, I agree with you. I am from Florida, panhandle there, and I don't know. I don't like to put limits on how dumb people can be.
It's true.
Okay?
The depths of stupidity. Never underestimate the depths of human stupidity.
I'm serious. Have you ever been to Alabama?
I don't know that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Stop.
Just stop with that. You don't think anybody could be this dumb.
Okay,
or that
I apologize.
Because there's some, you know.
That's true. Gohmert's been elected a couple of times. Steve King.
Dark recesses of ignorance in this country. I mean, you know.
And here's another one. Here is, we're still wearing the funky hat, but a different outfit the next day. Here is Glenn Beck talking about this rabble-rousing speech.
Did he like the speech?
Listen.
I think.
Okay. Can I ask you, Mrs. Obama, the first lady of the United States of America, who is of a race that is 11% of the population, so you were clearly not voted in with just your race. White people in droves went out to vote for you.
Meanwhile, I'm going to isolate.
Droves?
I'm going to isolate this part.
In with just your race. White people in droves.
That's white people in droves. We're going to save that one.
Oh, that's amazing.
So he's saying, well,
yeah.
Well, first of all, he is misinterpreting the speech as being racist, as being race baiting.
Yeah.
Because she's talking about the racism she felt.
And all she's doing, it makes me nuts. She's saying what happened. That's it.
Right.
It's not embellishing anything.
And he's saying, how dare you? White people voted for you, too. You.
God. Glenn, don't be a dick. Of course.
This is moronic.
Yeah.
Of the United States of America, who is of a race that is 11% of the population. So you were clearly not voted in with just your race. White people in droves went out to vote for you, and you were somehow or another invisible so much that you became the president and first lady of the United States of America.
Twice.
Tell me about the troubles that you have seen.
Oh, you fucking cocksucker. How dare he? Seriously.
Twice. Do you hear that guy? Twice. You were elected twice.
How dare he?
Yeah,
all this bitch does is whine and cry.
That's true.
About how he's persecuted about when Fox fired him.
He literally cries
about how the mainstream media, nobody listens to me. He even shot a stupid fucking movie with some 7 hours of makeup to make him look like he's 100 years old. And the whole point of the movie was that he's in prison or some gulag as himself, and nobody listened to me.
I totally forgot about that. I forgot that he was in that movie with the Bible. He had the Bible hidden away. Yeah.
I still have this. It's illegal now.
I have the King James wound up in a tight little ball.
You fucking asshole.
Shoved in my anus.
This is unreal. I mean, this is really unreal.
It's an amazing speech, too, what FLOTUS did, right? It's an amazing speech.
Right.
It's what you want to hear.
And Glenn's saying, how dare you complain? You made it to be the first lady. How dare you complain?
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, Glenn.
Name the president and first lady of the United States of America.
Twice.
Tell me about the troubles that you have seen. I mean, it's just remarkable to me. Remarkable. Now, I'm not going to play anymore. You want to play more?
There's a lot here. We haven't even gotten to the part where she talks about Baltimore.
Well, play the Baltimore part. I can't.
Oh, God, it's so painful. Glenn's rubbing his brow. He's like, God, do we have to listen to any more of this screaming N-word?
You know, I don't mean to make this about race, but God, these two white guys are just, there's three of them?
Yeah.
Three white guys?
Oh, revolting. Shit. Just disgusting. It makes me want to go out and spray tan and pretend I'm Mexican or something.
Are you going to reject your race?
I'm embarrassed for my race.
Which one would
three,
you pick? What if you have to change? What a dumb,
what a horrible question.
No, it's good. What would you pick? Well, American Samoa?
Probably black, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
Hey,
I can't. I mean, for no specific reason other than I don't know.
I want to be.
I like driving, so I don't want to be Asian.
Oh, right. Well, then you don't want to be black either because you're going to get pulled over a shitload.
Oh, well, there you go. And it also depends on where.
Right. Oh, where you are.
Right. Am I in Central Alabama? Then I'm not changing my race.
No. Don't make me change. Right. Don't make me change.
We both felt the sting of those daily slights throughout our entire lives.
Stop.
Stop. She did. Now he's going to say, he's going to shit on her. This is the guy who's screaming that over here on the edge, it says related stories. I could play three of these of where he's talking about we're being set up. They're coming to take Christianity away. We're all going to be, it's the end times.
This is hilarious. No one's taking anything away from you, stupid.
So he's screaming about the persecution that doesn't exist. And he's going to shit on the first lady for a lifetime of racism that we all goddamn fucking well know really exists.
Yeah. These people just don't. I don't know what it is. I just don't think they like hearing the truth. You
and
know?
Even Obama said, the president, before he was president, before he was famous, he was a rich nerd at the University of Chicago.
Right.
He said, I would go into a store, somebody would follow me or look at me.
It's ridiculous.
Because he's black. Fucking asshole. I don't know if I could play any more of this.
I'm sorry, but I think we have to play a little more.
Of those daily slights throughout our entire lives.
Stop. Nobody else has.
Nobody else has.
No white people have felt that sting.
Oh, God.
Nobody.
Oh,
no,
maybe we can't play anymore.
Oh, boy.
You know what? It would be one thing if it was just Glenn, but the toadies of his that work with him are just assholes.
I don't know how you can hear them through the hood.
And by the way, we're getting a call.
To be honest with you. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, caller, you are on with Crab Diving. Who do we have?
Hi, guys. It's Kelly.
Oh, it's the voice.
The voice of Crab Diving. How's it going, Kelly?
Hey, you guys.
What up? We're good. We're just playing a little Glenn Beck and a little FLOTUS.
Oh, my God. I was listening to it. He's so... Oh, God, he's such a beautiful human being.
Yeah, I'm losing my mind here. I usually can even find the humor in shit that he says, but I'm fuming here
right
at these fucking asswipe white motherfuckers sitting around shitting on someone who is talking about an experience that they have no cunting idea about.
That's right.
Right?
Boyce, do you think racism still exists in this country?
No. No, we voted that it doesn't. So, I mean, it's got to be true, right?
Oh, we're losing you a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Are you calling from a storm drain?
No, it's my new phone. Fucking Verizon. I don't think it works very well. Is this any better?
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot better.
That's better. Yeah, they just bought AOL today. So what were you saying? There's no racism.
There's no racism. They voted on it, didn't they?
Right. Right. I vote that there is no racism.
All the white people have decided there is no racism.
Well, yeah. I mean, my life has been pretty fine up to this point. I don't know what everyone's complaining about.
Yeah. I mean, if you were, what race would you be? If you had to, someone said, listen, boys, you can't be white anymore. Somebody else gets to be white. We all have to trade.
That's the strangest question. I heard you ask it right before I called. I don't know. Brazilian. You know, and I have to say Brazilian.
Latina.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I want to be that fucking hot.
But is it a race? Or is
yes.
Latin a race? I thought they consider Brazilianized as white people. Except the Republicans, of course.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sorry, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, listen, I put a question to the panel, and it wasn't a great question. I apologize. I withdraw my question!
It's a vexing question.
Wait, what did you say, Ryan?
Oh, I want to be Asian.
Why? Can you be smart?
Yes. No. I want to
rip out every... Yeah,
I want to be
Asian. I said they couldn't drive.
I'm going to go audition because I want to play the tech guy in a heist movie. It's always an Asian guy. It really is. I shit you not.
Do you remember... oh, God, this is horrible. I'm not going to remember his name. The actor that called us, the friend of Gary's, that called us the British actor of Asian descent.
Yes.
Who said that he experiences it now in London, that he goes, he goes out on auditions and it's basically that. It's like, well, you know, we need a non-white guy.
No, wow. Wait, was that the one you guys talked to that said I was hot?
Yeah, that was it. That guy.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, no. You Andrew? Guys tried to hook me up with him or something.
Andrew?
Jay Wong.
Right.
That's funny. No, okay, no. You know what? Yeah, I don't really care what race I am. I just want to be more multi-ethnic. I think it would have helped out my career a lot. I want to be ambiguously ethnic.
Well, for commercials, especially these days.
For everything.
In Los Angeles, yeah.
Television and film, all of it. You have your two main white people, and everyone else in there is ethnically ambiguous, almost.
Right. I know.
I think that's positive as a culture. However, for my career, it's not helping me out that much right now to be the same color as white out.
Yeah. I think this conversation is proof positive that racism kind of exists, at least a little bit, right?
Well, but it's okay in casting. It's okay in casting. I mean,
oh yeah,
right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, people lose their shit though sometimes with that. We've talked about colorblind casting before.
Yeah.
People just can't handle that shit,
right?
Like people who aren't really into the arts. I mean, in plays sometimes you'll see the colorblind casting and things. But even when I remember I went to I had a friend that was in that production of Christmas Carol at the Goodman.
Oh yeah.
Every year.
Yes.
I had a friend that was in that and went saw it a couple times. And you could hear some of the big fat Midwesterners that just take their kids to go see Christmas Carol. But That production is pretty famous for being total colorblind casting. You look at the Cratchit kids, it's like a fucking Benetton ad.
Yeah.
And
does that bend people out of shape from like, Calumet City?
Yeah, I heard people like at intermission and stuff. They're like, I just don't, you know, it's just weird to see black kids, black Cratchit kids. And,
fuck you.
And it's weird that Mrs. Cratchit is African American.
A bag of dicks to you.
Right.
I want a bag of dicks, Papa. Maybe that's
I am a big fan of ethnically blind casting and all that. I think it's great. What I do have a problem is if people are like, you know, we're not going to pay attention to race or whatever, but aesthetically, you can't have a family that's like, you know, all African American, and then you have the dad who's very, very Asian. I mean, everyone else is like normal. You have to, if you're going to go ethnically blind, you have to go like, equal opportunity ethnically, but you think. Like, right. You can't just throw in one random race there. It just doesn't work for me.
Yes. I mean,
it's distracting.
For those of you not familiar, we've spoken about this before, but the voice who's on lots of stage in LA, and Pat and I have gone and seen many of her plays, and we always wonder, how is Kelly going to get raped in this show?
Or murdered.
Oh, that's right. God damn.
Or
dead by intermission.
You guys were always some of my most loyal supporters when it came to seeing horrible things being done to me.
Right. Good for us.
LA theater is fucking nuts, though. Dude, you saw that one play and they were doing real cocaine on stage, and everyone was getting drunk every night.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that was the one where the guy was in the bathtub, and there was a rape, and then I got stomped to death at the end.
Oh, that one. Wait, but they were doing real coke?
Well, sometimes it was just baking soda or whatever, and the morons who'd never done it before were like, I don't know, like, snorting a full cup of cocaine. A lot of the nights they just brought in the real stuff because, you know, LA and actors, and they're so clean and sober. We also had one of the nights, there was an upstairs area to the set, and they're supposed to be doing like pretend blowjobs and making out that weren't, and it turned out not to be so pretend by the end of the run. That show ran for 6 months.
How do you, are they still auditioning? Are they still taking acting?
Yeah. You know, I think it is. It is known as the longest running show in LA.
Wow.
Oh, shit, man.
Well, if you want to get some if you want to give blowjobs, too, you can audition.
I just remember the name of the play. Can I say it or no?
Sure.
Eavesdropper. Wasn't that it?
That was it.
That
ran
forever.
My
God.
Oh, God. Well, the guy who ran it was fucking nutball. Like, this dude is out insane. Like, when he finally dissolved our cast, he's like, I'm putting my body and my blood to this. And he's shaking. And he literally, like, sold something, part of his body to something. So that he could, make a movie of this piece of shit play. And the guy was nuts. Anyways, he ended up rewriting it. And it's like, because the writer died, and we had just been using the script. And so this director rewrote it, and this dude was insane. The new script, the new show, was an extra hour long. And, there aren't words for how bad it was. I was happy I got out when he gave his blood for us.
Oh my God! Could you imagine? I turned in my penis so I could finance a short film.
Oh my God!
That's nuts.
I mean, the directors in LA are truly epically like insane. Like, it's frightening.
It is nuts. Jesus. Well, thanks for calling in, boys.
Sure. Talk to you soon, huh?
Yeah, our connection's a little fucked up here a little bit. We're getting some stuff from your
I think
your
my connection. My computer has syphilis.
Don't sleep with it.
Oh, God.
Too late. Oh, gross. Well, thanks, boys.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
You're still on the Twitter? Are you there?
I think she hung up.
Sorry, I lost you again. Oh. Okay,
you're still on.
You guys go. I'm gonna go my way.
Okay.
Later.
Okay. Right. Bye, bye, Kelly.
Bye.
I think she is on the Twitter still. At Kelly Incognito. Incognita?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's a tough one.
Kelly Incognita on the Twitter. The right. voice of crab diving.
You know what happened? I didn't restart my computer before the show.
Oh, and that's why it's wonky.
Yeah, I don't know why it does that. Fucking electronics.
Hispanics, no whites, no Indians, nobody else. And if you want to say that the Native...
God damn it. I'm right back to mad. Yeah. When did the first lady say we're the only ones that experienced anything bad?
Right. She didn't say that. I listened to this speech that FLOTUS gave, and I was like, what a great speech. I wasn't offended. He's offended by this?
Right, yeah.
It doesn't,
because he's a white racist cockface asshole dickwad.
Yeah. All those
no
things.
Whites, no Indians, nobody else. And if you want to say that the Native Americans have felt it and the Hispanics have felt it, but the whites have never felt it.
Well, nobody's saying this, you fucking victim. Victim, victim. It's either Christian victimhood or white victimhood or I've got a dick victimhood.
Oh, they're man bashing. Those feminists.
Oh, my
those
God.
Those evil feminists are coming after men.
It's just, they're so terrified of everything.
I mean, the conservatives have never felt it. The jobs that we are suddenly bypassed for because we're conservative, because of our viewpoint.
What the
fuck that we're bypassed for? I can't say the N-word when I want to, so I can't get those jobs.
Is he saying that his resume isn't seriously considered when he applies for a show on MSNBC or something? Because of his...
I guess, yeah. Conservatives aren't being hired because, well, we can't hate faggots.
You know, he truly lives in a crazy-ass bubble. If there's anybody out of touch in this planet... It is Glenn fucking Beck.
Damn.
Is he wearing that hat?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is God. the epitome of clueless white fuckheadedness. I mean, seriously.
It really is. I mean, he's so out of touch. Listen, dude, he wears that hat in a serious manner to work. That's crazy.
How dare a black person point out a lifelong of racism and bullshit?
How dare you? What about what's happened to me and my whiteness?
I think he's trying. Is he trying to say in some twisted way that why should Michelle Obama complain about her charmed life?
Yeah, he said it earlier. You made it to president and vice president or in first lady.
Felt it, but the whites have never felt it.
Well,
I mean, the conservatives have never felt it.
Oh, well.
The jobs that we are suddenly bypassed for because we're conservative, because of our viewpoint.
What?
The religious that are mocked on a daily basis.
You deserve to be mocked on a daily basis.
You worship a sky god, you
which
idiot.
Is fine, but don't keep gay people from getting married.
And
don't beat up gay people. Don't hate brown people. And don't try to justify letting big oil companies pollute the fucking cunting planet because your God is going to take care of it.
How can anybody listen to a dude complain about jobs whose job it is to be on camera and do the news and someone films him? That's the best job on the planet. He makes a shitload of money. What job is he being cheated of?
He's made a career out of being that conservative.
Yeah, it's worked out
that
well.
Never gets jobs. You know, what about the jobs we're bypassed for?
Oh, God. He's nuts.
What about, we don't get hired because I can't call the black patrons the N-word.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
And when he says conservatives are mocked for your religion, no.
No, yeah, we're not mocking regular religious people. We're mocking the people that are trying to stick the crosses up our asshole sideways.
Yeah, we don't want your fucking shit religion in our government.
Right.
That's all. Is that being intolerant?
And if you think the world is 6,000 years old and that we don't have to worry about global warming,
yeah.
You fucking deserve to be mocked. Your religion deserves to be mocked.
Right.
It's dumb.
And you aren't allowed to write textbooks. That would be great if that was a rule.
Bypassed for because we're conservative, because of our viewpoint.
Ugh. So stupid.
The religious that are mocked on a daily basis and belittled. Yeah, we've never felt that. We don't know what it's like. Okay. All right.
And again, First Lady of the United States of America.
I'm not comparing what anybody has gone through is the same as slavery. Or
So the only benchmark for having suffered racism in this country is if you had a chain around your neck and whip marks on your back. I'm not talking about slavery here. That was bad.
Wow, thanks, Glenn.
Those people actually suffered.
Wow, what a progressive. He's coming. Is Glenn Beck coming out against slavery officially right now?
I think he's taking a bold stand.
Wow. Congratulations, Glenn.
I'm not comparing what anybody has gone through is the same as slavery or the same as what Martin Luther King went through. But we're not the country of Martin Luther King's time anymore.
Those Negroes have plenty of opportunities.
So he's saying that what Martin Luther King said in his speech would not be applicable today. It wouldn't make sense.
Right.
It would be in a void. Right. Wouldn't be, you know.
Right. And play every goddamn speech that Martin Luther King gave, and every single fucking one is just as applicable today.
What about Ferguson?
As it was back then.
What about Ferguson?
Yeah, what about the Voting Rights Act that the Supreme Court snatches flipped over and butt-raped without permission? And all of a sudden, fucking like a giant sucking sound, Texas ran in there and threw up some legislation to prevent black people from voting that even their own Texas judges were like, oh, that's racist.
Right. We can't do that. Right. Even we can't
even
do
we
that.
Can't do
what
that.
What would Martin Luther King say about that guy getting choked to death on camera? What the fuck would he say about that?
Oh, well, that's not racism. That's how, that's that's that black thug refusing to comply to the police, Ryan.
Listen,
that's not racism.
At Vile Experience, I know America is the best country on the fucking planet. We're better than everybody else. Don't bother me with details.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Listen, but we're still incredibly racist. We still have to all believe that this, I'm sorry. We are an incredibly racist place. There's so much. Homophobia. We hate all kinds of shit here.
A lot of hate here in America.
It's not.
What Martin Luther King went through. But we're not the country of Martin Luther King's time anymore. We are.
I can't even get through this. We've progressed so much from the 1950s. It's so much better. It's so much better. Let's take a look at all the video footage we have now of cops shooting black people down like animals. No, it's so much better, Glenn. So much better.
What about that? The report the Justice Department did about Ferguson.
Ferguson.
And that's only Ferguson.
Cleveland. Baltimore is coming up with they've asked the DOJ to step in there. Everywhere they're coming out, I think it was Sacramento out here, was it? Everywhere that they do these studies, they're finding out, guess what's happening? A bunch of racist bullshit's what's happening.
Do you think Ferguson is some crazy, unique anomaly? Do you think there's other small areas and towns?
Obama's firing them up. Obama's inciting it. Listen to what Michelle Obama said. Listen to her firing.
I forgot. It's so insightful to say things like, there's racism.
People have been mean to me because I'm black.
Right.
You racist.
Wait a second. I just said what happened.
Not the country of Martin Luther King's time anymore. We are being dragged back to those days.
Yes. 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 By whom?
Obama.
I see.
Black people. Yes.
Why would black people want to go back to the days of Martin Luther King when, I mean, it was easier to walk up and just beat them over the head with a brick or something.
Right. Oh, God. Who is his fucking audience? Who listens to this guy and is
horrible,
like, damn.
Racist. Horrible racist.
You hear what Glenn Beck said today about FLOTUS? He's goddamn right.
You might not call it, they might not be FLOTUS, but yeah.
That they'll use the N.
Probably.
Yeah. How dare that N word bring up race? God, I'm all worked up on that one. That's
it's nuts.
That's Glenn at some of his most heinous, really.
I don't know what that is. I mean, is this Glenn Beck, like, okay, is it telling his audience what he wants to hear? I kind of think he believes it. That makes me think he believes it.
Yeah, I think he's buying this bullshit.
I mean, unless he's fucking Meryl Streep. Not fucking Meryl Streep. Unless he is Meryl Streep, an amazing actor.
Glenn Beck, heinous, motherfucking dickwad. Just really, I've lost... There was a little more bemused stuff that I had with him, but God, this one really, I didn't realize he was this much of a racist. I don't think we've ever played clips like that of his before.
Well, can you imagine if Meryl Streep was hanging out on set and talking to her co-star, like, I don't know, Liam Neeson or some dude, and she's like, you know, I went out with this guy yesterday, you're never going to believe who, but I had a great time. Oh, who? Glenn Beck. Had a date with Glenn. It's so much fun. We went shooting. Right. You know, at a studio, showed me all around the blaze.
The blaze.
Glenn Beck's like, you know, I went on a date with Meryl Streep. She's won like 15 Oscars.
Right.
Out of Africa.
Oh, God. Okay.
Unreal.
So, that's what's going on there, ladies and gentlemen.
Take a shower after that. Damn.
I don't even know if I can handle this next clip.
No.
After that this kind of level of dumb that we had.
The story about the jetpack guys, the idiots that fly in jetpacks over Dubai. That's all I know about it. I put the story up. It's insane. You don't have to. I was kidding. But okay. These guys strap rockets onto their back and they jump out of a helicopter. That's like Iron Man
shit. That sounds like fun.
That's amazing.
Do they have like parachutes and shit?
Yes, they have airbags. I don't know.
Airbags.
I don't know.
Oh, we were going to talk about this thing in Chicago. If you go to Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, My Sweet Home Chicago has apparently been caught in some shenanigans.
Are these fucking DUI checkpoints?
Yeah.
Just bullshit.
Chicago Tribune has done undercover, has uncovered some statistical type stuff that shows that, The horrible DUI bullshits that they set up, they're put up mostly, like 89% are put up in Black and Latino neighborhoods.
Now,
in Chicago.
I'm sorry, 89%. Now most people consider that a majority.
It's a significant amount. 84%. I'm sorry.
I
was 5% off.
Oh, racist.
Meanwhile. And it doesn't correlate to the DUI rates. I think we talked about this yesterday. The Jefferson Park on the northwest side is where all the cops live. And that has one of the highest DUI accident and fatality rates in the city, but hasn't had a checkpoint for 5 years.
Weird. That's weird.
In that neighborhood.
Jeez.
So there's no racism, though. We just heard from Glenn Beck.
God.
Right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's no racism.
And this is it the Tribune or the Sun-Times?
Trib.
The Trib. And this is not them, like, finding some official and saying this. This is, they just did the research.
No, they analyzed it.
They looked
they found out
what actually
are, yeah.
happened. So bad.
Only 4% of checkpoints have been in police districts with mostly white residents.
Only 4 fucking percent.
It's amazing how that happens.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's so gross. It's just such an income grab. That's all it is.
And from poorer people.
Eh.
Right?
Because they're easy targets, right? They probably can't afford attorneys.
Right.
Just pay for it. A DUI, man, that's fucking expensive. That's crazy.
And then throw them in jail. Make some money.
Yeah.
Make some private jail money off of those.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's that you shouldn't drive drunk. Of course.
Of course.
But, you know. This checkpoint shit is not constitutional.
While we're on the subject, Would you? Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna have to get a jingle for this or something. About
fuck yeah, man!
Like, put your tampons in your ears. It's time for Outnumbered.
Oh, something. Is this Keith Ablo?
Here is Outnumbered, ladies and gentlemen. The ridiculous Fox quote news unquote show.
Oh, is Tantaros on this?
This is Andrea Tantaros.
Fuck you.
They're pissed off. They're doing a story about some tweets that were put out by an incoming assistant professor of sociology and African American studies at Boston University. one of the tweets, said white masculinity isn't a problem for America's colleges. White masculinity isn't a problem for America's colleges. White masculinity is the problem for America's
colleges. She say it's a bunch of frat guys, a bunch of bros.
White masculinity isn't a problem for America's colleges. White masculinity is the problem for America's colleges.
Don't tase me, bro. Fucking idiot white guys walking around. That's her problem. I get it. They're all over the place.
Well, here's a little bit of these ninnies talking about it. This is Outnumbered.
I mean, right. It's bros. Are bros just ruining this country? They really are.
Well, they already have.
But yes.
But now they're losing control and they're torching the place as they're being pushed out.
Don't taste me, bro.
It's the white Christians and everything. They're trying to burn the place down before they are pushed out.
So gross.
A Boston University professor is under fire for slamming white men on Twitter. Saida Gandhi is an incoming assistant professor of sociology and African American studies.
Okay, we just told the story, so I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit here in the video.
Oh, that sounds great.
This is the ninny. I don't know exactly which ninny this is.
Bring me the ninny.
Okay, so let's skip ahead a little bit.
Anti-white comments.
Skipping
ahead.
Is the problem for America's colleges. And in January, quote, every MLK week, I commit myself to not spending a dime in white-owned businesses. And every year, I find it nearly impossible.
What's wrong with that?
So what? Yeah. Go spend it in somebody else's business, not a white person.
You know what they're going to say.
Listen,
if it was a white person saying the opposite?
But a lot of white people think, and I don't know why they think this, but all the money should be theirs. I'm a white guy, so I get all the money.
Standing by Grundy and says she's just exercising her right to free speech. Andrea, I'm coming to you first on this. If this were in the reverse and she were an incoming white professor saying this about black men, she would be eviscerated. Yeah. No?
So this is the debate. This is, an applicable debate to, is this free speech or is this hate speech? But Harris, the last acceptable form of discrimination in this country now is two groups. One, Christians, and two, white men.
There we go.
One, Christians and white men.
The last acceptable form of discrimination is two groups, Christians and white men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Guys, somebody just, like, you know, I don't mean to be a dick or anything, but somebody just tossed a grenade in that studio. I'm saying the world might be a little better.
We're not advocating that.
Absolutely not. But Jesus Christ, these people are assholes.
If that horrible thing happened, you know.
Christians and white guys.
Certainly the kindness level of the universe would skyrocket.
Did she say you could be racist against Christians? Is that what she's saying?
The two acceptable forms of discrimination are against
Christians and white guys.
And against white men.
White men.
Oh, white men. Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
Acceptable form of discrimination in this country now is two groups. One, Christians, and two, white men. And that's why she can get away with this. Why? Where are the organizations in defense of white men? Where are the marches? Where are the...
They've got some hoods on. They've got some...
Do you have a dollar bill? We're on the money. There's white guys on the money. And there's fucking Jesus on the fucking money.
Where are the organizations for white men? Have you seen a picture of Congress?
Yeah.
Have you seen a picture of the majority of CEOs of all the multinational corporations? Have you seen
the universe?
Right.
The universe is here exclusively to protect Christians and white guys.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
It's Fox News, man. That's their...
This is... Oh, my God. This is on like a...
Marching orders.
This is like a quote-unquote news...
This is a network show. Fox News Live is spinning around in the corner.
You have to stop listening to Fox if you do, because it's just...
So, yeah, and this shit... This shit is the stuff that fuels the other shit.
Christians and white guys.
Right. These white people are watching this.
Right.
And they're like, well, yeah.
I'm being discriminated against.
They flip from this to Glenn Beck, who's screaming, white people.
Oh, no, my God.
White people aren't complaining.
Hey, white guys, calm down, especially white guys. It's fine.
You're doing okay.
It's all still good. Trust for me. You.
Yeah. We've got one more. I can't listen anymore. Then.
Christians.
We've got
white guys.
This is more of a visual, but it is a kind of a funny story. This is a
those assholes on that outnumbered show. I mean, good I know. God, I can't even.
It's agonizing.
Get out of it.
This is a store that had to close, sadly.
Christians.
In Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas.
White guys.
The owner of a store there called Payless Furniture Store.
All right.
Like Payless. Shoes.
Payless, sure. You go there, you get fucking bargains.
In Lawrence, Kansas.
Right.
I guess has had some issues.
Oh, shit.
Over the years. One of... a Yelp review that's on there.
Fuck you.
Describes says the owner is a rude, offensive bigot. Another one goes on to say that the owner went on a rant about Lawrence and Kansas University because they have the highest percentage of N-word people in the state.
Good heavens! Good for Yelp, right?
Another reviewer described an incident where the owner, whose name is Robert Fife.
Fife?
Fife.
That's
F-Y-F-E. Fife.
I am Pfeiffer. I have nothing to do with this guy.
Robert Fife.
Yes.
This incident, they said he started ranting about black people. But he used the N-word.
Fife.
They're ruining Kansas.
Come on.
And the reviewer said... It seemed like he felt it was okay to talk this way because we were white. So they're looking, they go in to look at a fucking bed or something.
An ottoman.
And the guy's like, what do you think of all these N-words ruining Kansas?
Oh, shit. How many times do I have to flip this mattress? I mean, that's all the information you need from this the fucking furniture guy. When was the last time you ever asked, what do you need, a couch?
You're right.
And some opinions about, you know.
So... times have been tough, and apparently the owner is being forced to close
Payless
Furniture Store.
Good.
But he closed it with a bang.
Uh-oh.
The story here says he sent his version of the middle finger to all the residents at once on the giant moving truck that he's using to close the store are these massive... billboards,
okay,
painted. One side says "Goodbye, Obamaville," with and inside the O is a hammer and sickle.
Shut up.
Of communism, and it says "Lawrence, commie and candy ass capital of Kansas."
Candy ass.
This is the side of a giant truck.
It's ridiculous.
On the back of the truck, it says, restore freedom. There's a flag.
I mean,
there's a picture of a person wearing a helmet. It's an obviously extremely cognitively disabled person.
Uh-huh.
And it says, even retards want to be free.
Yeah.
Reject Marxism.
Right.
Asterisk.
Uh-huh.
Down below. Asterisk. Government control, regulation, political correctness, entitlement, quotas, set-asides, affirmative action, diversity instead of merit, and all other discriminatory, racist, and un-American policies which have destroyed free speech, free enterprise, and America itself.
Where did he get this truck? From the racist movers?
Where do you get this? You know what? Pay for this artwork.
You know what? I guarantee you they just rent it. You want to rent the Goodbye Obamaville truck? Because you're getting ran out on rail because you're racist and no one wants to go to your fucking store? I mean, say you are racist, okay? And do you really want to go? You're just buying a desk. Do you really want to have a conversation about this? Even if you share his racist opinions?
One panel says, Lawrence City Lib Facts says that Lawrence is the number one city in the U.S. to be a homeless bum.
No, okay.
Lawrence is a magnet for urban rats from Chicago and the East Coast.
Oh, urban rats.
What does urban mean?
Jeez.
Now, Rick Santorum has used that word, too.
Oh, God.
I wonder what that refers to.
Jeez. What does Santorum mean, according to the internet?
The panel also points out that Lawrence is a refuge for welfare lowlives from KCK and Topeka.
Oh, my God. What an asshole.
Kansas City, Kansas. KCK and Topeka. Now, this area, he's got a point if you're somebody like him.
Right.
Because Lawrence is a college town, and it's one of the areas of Kansas that voted Obama in 2008 and 2012.
It sounds like he's in a tolerable area of Kansas.
Right.
He's in Obamaville.
They said he obviously resents his customer base so much he's leaving. So no word on where he's going going on.
But let me understand. Is he having to leave his store because they don't allow racist
business? No. It's just he's closing the store
because he's
for whatever reason.
Well, no one's buying his shit because probably. They go on Yelp and they're like, I don't want to go to this guy. He says the N-word all the time.
And he's had it, so he decided to make a statement with his ridiculous truck.
Is Glenn Beck came to this guy's defense yet?
Not yet. I don't know. He's busy being outraged by the racism that Michelle Obama was stirring up by talking about the racism and she's experienced.
Right. And meanwhile, he sided with the rodeo clown. Glenn Beck, the guy that ran around in a rodeo with a big Obama mask on with giant lips, correct?
Yes. Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown, is what he said.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'm still confused by that whole, how you can be outraged and angry at Michelle Obama by the fact that she talked about the fact that she's experienced racism her whole life.
It's because he's a dickhead. That's it. He's just a dickhead.
I just can't wrap my brain around that.
Right.
It's that victim mentality. It's, white men. They hate white men. They hate Christians. Wah! It's so gross. So fucking gross. You know, another one that rang in.
Yeah.
On the FLOTUS.
FLOTUS. I love that.
Was a big fat fuck Limbaugh.
Is that how they say good morning to each other, the first lady and the president? Good morning, FLOTUS.
good morning,
POTUS.
What are they going to call Bill Clinton?
Well, wait.
FMOTUS?
GOTUS. Wait, first.
FGOTUS?
No, wait. First lady of.
First gentleman, first man.
GLOTUS.
FLOTUS?
It's GLOTUS. No, wait.
No, it's. It's either FG or FM or
Fagotis.
First penis for POTUS.
I want to be Fagotis. If I'm Bill Clinton now, I am Fagotis. What up?
Rush Limbaugh.
Fagotis.
went after Michelle Obama. Did we play this? I don't think we played the clip of.
He did. I mean,
of when. Because she. When last week. At last week, he went after her because she spoke. At a dedication of the Whitney Museum of American Art.
Wait, just so our audience is clear, when you say Rush Limbaugh went after Michelle Obama,
Oh, he can't move.
Verbally.
Yeah.
He wasn't chasing
No,
her.
No. It's like, like Jabba the Hutt trained.
She jogs, too. She's in good shape.
She's in really good shape.
Absolutely going to outrun that
fat fuck old
fat oxy walrus dick
ass. Michelle Obama praised the Whitney's inaugural exhibit for its attempt to capture the range of cultures that have contributed to American art and called it particularly powerful for our young people because, quote, it shows them their story is part of the American story and that they deserve to be seen. She said such engagement is important because there are so many kids in this country who look at places like museums and concert halls and other cultural centers and think to themselves, well, that's not a place for me. For someone who looks like me, for someone who comes from my neighborhood.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Rush Limbaugh is not going to like that.
Rush Limbaugh accused the First Lady of claiming that museums are for white people.
Oh, my God. He's worse than Glenn Beck. I think that's worse than Glenn Beck.
And accused her of using that speech to, quote, widen the racial gap. He called her the angry First Lady who wants to rip this country apart.
Why didn't he just call her the uppity First Lady?
Oh, he's probably used that one.
Just to prove her point. I mean, fuck you, Rush.
And then he went on to say that black people don't appreciate museums because, quote, it's not in their cultural upbringing.
Oh, shit. That's racist. That's racist, everybody.
Are you declaring that racist?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
God,
that's...
the music they play to make this guy sound like dynamic and interesting is just, it makes me nuts.
Here's the beginning of the clip. It's too long.
Yeah, you know, I've had this for a couple of days. I've intended to get to this, and I'm going to do it this hour because I'll tell you, it infuriates me. And this is something else being done on purpose that's being done to rip this country apart, and it's unconscionable.
It's unconscionable that they're talking about racism.
I mean, you know, not for nothing, dickhead, but is it unconscionable to send your housekeeper with a wad of cash out to buy fucking pills for you?
Right.
Or what is that? I don't know. I'm just wondering.
No, this business about Michelle Obama saying that museums are for white people.
Did you hear that anywhere? I just read the quotes.
No, she said,
particularly powerful for young people, for wide cultures, the story that everyone's story is part of the American story. They deserve to be seen.
Okay.
There are so many kids in this country who look at places like museums and concert halls and other cultural centers and think to themselves, well, that's not a place for me, for someone who looks like me,
right,
for someone who comes from my neighborhood.
I don't know what speech he listened to.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's a great speech.
What's the point of this?
What's the point of this?
This is just straight up like white guys losing their fucking shit.
It's so annoying, right?
That's all it is. I mean, it's just like, oh, God, I hear it with comedians all the time. Oh, you can't say the N-word. You can't say the F-word.
Oh, they're upset that they can't say it.
Oh, God, yes. You hear it all the time. Oh, it's political correct stuff. You know, maybe idiots, you're just stupid and you're unevolved and you're dumb.
It's about when I was young, I would walk by museums, but I would know that's not for me. I'm not allowed in places that people don't want me to.
It's not what she said, you cunt. It's not what she said, you fat, racist, white piece of dung.
Bam.
Not what she said.
Black people to this day.
She said there are people who go by. She was raised, I don't think they were rich, but I don't think they were completely poor. The First Lady did not say she used to walk by and think, I can't go in there. She's saying there are kids today that are living in neighborhoods who have that.
To me, it's like she was talking about like socioeconomic class, shit like that. Money.
Right. And maybe race, because you know what? This is a racist fucking country.
Yeah, it's all lumped in there together.
Hey, museums, they know that that's not just for them. It's ridiculous. Why play the race card over something like that? Anyway, get to this in just a second. Greetings and welcome back. Rush Limbaugh here at 800-28.
He's still doing his drops and everything.
Damn, he's so pissed. See, he's not playing for his audience. This really strikes a chord with him for some reason.
Well, because he's a racist fuck. Racist fuck.
That would be the reason.
And there's a black woman telling him what to think and what to do.
Oh, shit.
How dare he? He's not going to abide by that.
God damn it.
It was a dedication, a $420 million dedication for a new building at the Whitney to be celebrating the opening of a new museum.
Wait, let me go back just a little bit. He calls her Michelle.
He does not.
Oh, absolutely.
Get to this in just a second. Greetings and welcome back. Rush Limbaugh here at 800-282-2882, the email address, lrushbo@eibnet.com. First,
lrushbo@eibnetwork.com.
In the fuck does that mean? El Rushbo.
He's Latin. He's reaching out to his Latin audience.
Is that like what they call him in the locker room on the squash court? Hey, El Rushbo, what's going on, buddy?
Lady Michelle Obama.
Oh, my God.
Michelle Obama.
Gave a speech on Monday that was supposed to be celebrating the opening of a new museum.
That was supposed to be celebrating the opening of a new museum. I mean, you know, I don't know. Fuck him. Hey, fuck this guy. He's an idiot. I hate him. Honestly.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
I mean, it doesn't. I'll skip forward.
Congratulations on your long-storied radio career, you fat fuck. Nobody likes you.
In this country, you look at places like museums and concert halls and other cultural centers, and they think to themselves, well, that's not a place for me, for someone who looks like me, for someone who comes from my neighborhood. In fact, I guarantee you, right now, there are kids living less than a mile from this museum who would never in a million years dream that they would be welcome in this museum. Can you imagine insulting the people who run the museum that you're there to dedicate?
You've insulted these white patrons who are putting up this
that
art exhibit here.
Is rich as fuck. He beats Glenn Beck.
You're insulting the people whose museum you're there to dedicate.
God, I'm sure they took it that way, you dipshit. He wins. He wins the right-wing nut job contest.
You're insulting the society, not the fucking museum, you asshole. We want those kids to be able to walk into that museum. We want those kids to have access to that shit. How about some museums in some shitty neighborhoods?
Yeah.
In some inner city neighborhoods. How about investing some money in that?
No. Don't insult the museum, though. You can't insult the museum.
All for the purpose of stirring things up? In the seventh year of your husband's presidency?
There you go. All for
stirring up.
He called her Michelle, man.
Michelle.
Glenn Beck wouldn't even do that. You know he wanted to. And he restrained himself. Not this guy.
Yeah, I think Glenn Beck maybe holds back on that one.
He holds
just
back.
A tiny, tiny bit.
God, I mean, you know, I am certain that there's part of his body that has grown into the chair he sits in. The microphone's probably grown into his chin. It's probably rooted in his jowls.
Right.
He just walks around with it all day.
How gross is he? I mean,
he's disgusting, inside and out. Just a big ball of shit.
Right. It's a heinous race fest today. Because of that uppity first lady of ours.
God, making
the supreme sin of talking about, I don't know, the fact that there may be a little racism.
Hey, and you got to hand it to her because nobody made her do that. Nobody made her, like, you know, open herself up to this kind of bullshit. She didn't have to. I think it's great what she did.
Right.
We need to be reminded that we're racist. I mean, it surprises me that you would have to be reminded after, you know, Ferguson and blah, blah, blah and all that shit.
Well, I think some people probably think that we haven't. They've never been racist. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't racist.
We never been racist.
Right. Like that teacher.
Right.
That we played yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com to download yesterday's episode or go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. If you go to iTunes or Stitcher, hey, motherfuckers, give us like 5 stars. You
know? Yeah. How many times did that teacher over the weekend say,
Well, God damn it, I got plenty of black friends. Let me name them. Right. I'm going to name them.
Right.
Oh, that's the worst. Look at all my black friends. Look at them all. Right. Aren't they nice? They're mine.
And a lot of these people are probably just like, you know, there's some black people in their church.
They ain't some go to my church. They're, we don't get mad. Yeah. We tolerate them.
We got a couple of them. They sit in the back. We don't.
God. Stupid dickheads.
I do have.
God, that chick is still outside smoking. There's this woman that lives across the street from us. I swear to God, she must spend 8 hours a day outside on that porch fucking smoking.
The squatter?
Yes. She squats.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't even sit on her stairs or anything. She goes onto the lawn and squats like a chimp.
Yeah. Hey, if you're listening over there, you know, you're going to end up with a hole in your throat.
Right. We've only got a couple minutes left here for the show, since we're sticking with the racism theme. Why not?
Oh, jeez.
This is Gun Owners of America.
Oh, shit.
This guy makes Wayne LaPierre look like a nice little teddy bear.
Fuck you.
Larry Pratt. We played clips of this fuckwad before.
God damn it.
Listen to what he has to say about what went on in Baltimore.
Oh, I'm sure it's just enlightened as fuck.
Yeah, here, listen to his enlightenment. Yeah. Gun Owners of America.
Fuck off.
This should be a wake-up call, if one were still needed, for Americans to arm themselves and be vigilant, and frankly, to who your neighbors are. And if, God forbid, something like Baltimore were to loom as a possibility where you live, that you and your neighbors would be able to hopefully head it off before it gets as bad as Baltimore got. Because one thing I'm pretty sure of, if the bad boys see that this is not going to be taking candy from a baby, that you break a window, you get shot. Oops.
You break a window, you get shot.
Oops. God, this guy's stupid.
So he thinks,
right,
they should have just opened up,
shoot them
on people destroying property.
Fuck it,
by killing them.
Right? He's just a fucking asshole. He's also stupid. I mean, just listen to him talk and his word choice. He's dumb. He's dumb. He's dumb.
He's the head.
Well,
of the Gun Owners of America. Again, there's no racism.
Ain't no goddamn racism.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this country, there's no racism.
I just won't be able to shoot somebody who breaks a window.
Right. Keep an eye on this space, or keep an ear on this space, because pretty soon, I guess, they're going to be announcing the results of the investigation in Ohio.
Oh, shit.
To the killing of Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Who was shot within about 4 microseconds. Of the two brave police officers who got out of the car and saw the kid, even though he's playing with it was a fake gun, even if it looked real, when you watch the video, there was no time.
Ain't no racism.
There was no time.
Ain't no racism in this country.
They're saying they yelled, drop the gun, and he refused to comply, and that he like raised it at him or something. Meanwhile, the video shows that they barely step out of the car. Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, everything's fine here. There's nothing to see here. This country's fine. We have a great relationship with our policemen. There's no racism.
So there was a brief statement to reporters from the Cuyahoga County Sheriff on the November death that they say that they're going to be they said they weren't going to charge the cops. So I don't know what exactly this investigation.
Is it a civil thing or something? Or?
All parties involved know that my department, again, this is, you know, the police investigating themselves.
Yeah, we're not interested in that. Thank you so much for offering, but we've had that, and it's not so good. It's not effective.
I guess we don't have charges yet, or they haven't announced, because one of the family's attorneys said we want charges brought against these officers for their recklessness, at least.
Right.
Recklessness? They shot down a kid, a 12-year-old.
It's horrible. It really is.
Are you out of your minds? Are you all out?
That's the opening of the show. I was supposed
we almost need to hear it again. I mean, because he's so out of his mind.
Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a fun show. We'll be back tomorrow to do it again. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Fuck you.
5 to 7 out on the Eastern Tide Coast if that's where you're going to be listening to us. Don't forget, you can listen to a lot of great entertainment here on the network 24-7.
Right.
Crabdiving.com/live. Tonight, brand new Sparkling Hollywood Hick at 7 p.m. for your ear holes. Tune in at 7 p.m. Pacific. And then crabdiving.com after that to download, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of our social media is over. Social media, crabdiving.com over on the left, the blue buttons. Spread the crabs. Share the crabs. Love the crabs.
We have many followers.
Don't forget to follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter at Rated R Comedy. And go to his website. Find out where he's going to be doing his comedial type stuff. RatedRComedy.com.
Yes. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And everybody, remember there's no racism here in the United States. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.